What is ego dissolution? It is the temporary breakdown of the boundary between self and world, the felt sense of being a separate I, thinning or vanishing into unity. It is measurable. The Ego Dissolution Inventory, Noor et al., 2016, validated across 1-800-plus experiences, made it a real psychological dimension that scales with intensity. In the brain, psilocybin quiets the default mode network, the self model, and the size of that drop tracks the loss of self, Carhart-Harris et al., 2012. As the self network goes quiet, global connectivity surges over the 5-HT2A map, Tagliazuki et al., 2016. Relaxing an over-certain self may be why it heals. Ask people what a strong psychedelic feels like and pass the geometry and the color, you arrive at the same impossible sentence. I stopped being me. Not unconsciousness. The lights are very much on. Something subtler and stranger. The owner of the experience dissolves while the experience continues without one. For most of the 20th century, this was the untouchable center of the psychedelic experience, too ineffable for science. Then researchers did something clever. They stopped trying to explain it and started trying to measure it, turning the ineffable into a number. In 2016, Matthew Noor and colleagues at Imperial College London built the Ego Dissolution Inventory, EDI, an 8-item scale asking people to rate statements like, I experienced a dissolution of myself or ego, and I felt at one with the universe. Validated across more than 1,800 reported drug experiences, the items collapsed onto a single coherent factor, a real psychological dimension distinct from generic intoxication. Ego dissolution scores scaled directly with the subjective intensity of the experience, and the scale even captured its mirror image, ego inflation, at the opposite pole, Noor et al. 2016. For the first time, losing yourself had a ruler, and once you can measure something, you can ask where it lives in the brain. The network that builds the I. The answer centers on the default mode network, DMN. Hubs including the posterior cingulate cortex, medial prefrontal cortex, and angular gyrus that light up when you're not doing anything in particular. Mind wandering, remembering your past, planning your future, narrating yourself to yourself. The DMN is, in a real sense, the brain's self-modeling system, the machinery that stitches scattered moments into one continuous person over time. In the first ever functional MRI study of the psychedelic state, Carhart-Harris and colleagues gave people psilocybin and expected the brain to light up. Instead, they saw the opposite, a marked drop in blood flow and activity concentrated in exactly these hub regions, and the size of that drop tracked the intensity of reported ego dissolution, Carhart-Harris et al., 2012. Quiet the self network, and the self quiets with it. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats. Later work sharpened the picture. Lebedev and colleagues, 2015, in a study evocatively titled Finding the Self by Losing the Self, showed that when key DMN hubs, the parahippocampal and retrosplenial cortices, decoupled from one another, and when the network's overall integrity fell, people reported more ego dissolution, Lebedev et al., 2015. The self, it turns out, is not a thing in a place. It is a pattern of connection. Loosen the pattern and the sense of self loosens with it. Not just off a cot flooded open, but a dissolving self is only half the story, and here the science gets beautiful. Tagliazuki and colleagues, 2016, mapped the brain under LSD and found that as the self network went quiet, the brain as a whole did the reverse. Global connectivity surged. Regions that normally keep to their own lanes, especially high-level association cortex, began talking to far-flung areas they usually ignore. The brain's tidy, modular, rich club organization broke down into something more uniformly interconnected, and the degree of that overconnection correlated with ego dissolution. The punchline is anatomical poetry. The cortical areas that lit up with new connectivity overlapped with the map of 5-HT2A receptor density, the very docking sites where the psychedelic acts, Tagliazuki et al., 2016. The drug loosens the boundaries of the self exactly where it binds. Ego dissolution isn't a deletion, it is a reorganization. the self model relaxes its grip, and the brain briefly becomes a single hyper-connected whole. You don't lose the world when you lose yourself. You merge with it. Join the OTW sacrament. The oldest prayer remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first, a free live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation. Why relaxing the self can heal it? Why would any of this be therapeutic rather than merely astonishing? The leading framework, Rebus, Relaxed Beliefs Under Psychedelics, proposes that the DMN normally enforces our highest level priors, the deep, rigid beliefs through which we filter reality, including I am worthless, the world is dangerous, this pain is permanent. Psychedelics reduce the precision, the confidence, with which the brain holds those priors, so that for a few hours the entrenched model of self is held loosely enough to be revised. Carhart, Harris, and Friston, 2019. That reframes conditions like depression, addiction, and OCD as, in part, disorders of an over-certain self. A self model clenched too tight. Ego dissolution is the clench releasing. It is why the intensity of the peak, how completely the self dissolved, is one of the best predictors of lasting improvement across trials. Echoing what we saw with the mystical experience, the deeper the dissolution, the more room to rebuild. The thing worth being careful about. This is also why ego dissolution can be the most frightening thing a person ever experiences. The mind interprets the loss of self as death, and without preparation and a safe container, that can tip from liberating into terrifying. The shadow we explore in our pieces on bad trips and on set and setting. The same event that heals in a held space can harm in a chaotic one. The dissolution isn't the danger. Facing it unprepared is. But met well, it may be the closest thing neuroscience has found to a factory reset for the self. A few hours in which the brain sets down the story of you, remembers it as part of everything, and gets, for once, the chance to pick the story back up differently. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Psychedelics remain controlled substances in most countries and are not safe for everyone, including people with a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder, and those on serotonergic medications. Ego dissolution can be acutely distressing without preparation and support. Nothing here is a recommendation to use any psychedelic. If you are considering this work, please consult a qualified professional,